Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The ancient instrument of the banjo lends itself to togetherness, I think, and we're going to hear two examples of that right now. We'll begin with the cutthroat togetherness of a duel. That's the dueling banjos of the young prodigy Noam Pikelny and elder banjo master entertainer Steve Martin on The Letterman Show in 2010. Martin got smoked by Pikelny. Well, this month, Pikelny shocked the stars of the bluegrass world by walking away with the top awards at the 25th International Bluegrass Music Awards. For his album, Noam Pikelny Plays Kenny Baker, Plays Bill Monroe, extending the line of tributes to the one and only father of bluegrass himself, Bill Monroe. Pikelny says it was getting back to basics for him.
This album, it's by far the most traditional bluegrass album I've ever made. I've existed on the sidelines of bluegrass, or at least on the far fringes, to be more specific, with playing kind of radically progressive music. Bluegrass music and its community are really part of my core. A couple years ago, I came up with the idea of remaking a landmark instrumental that was recorded in 1976 by a fiddle player named Kenny Baker. In 1976, he recorded this album, which was a collection of 12 of some of the greatest Bill Monroe instrumentals. And that record is called Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe. And for many bluegrass musicians, myself included, that was kind of an instrumental bluegrass Bible. The idea really stemmed from just the wordplay of the title. Could I call a record Noam Pikelny Plays Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe? And I texted a friend of mine, mandolinist Ronnie McCurry, that we laughed about it. And after some reflection, I started thinking, actually, this would be a fun concept. It would be a way of making a standards record with such familiar songs to people within the world of bluegrass that I thought this is a way of kind of showcasing my approach or voice on the instrument. And like there's a friend of mine, David Greer, who's a great guitar player, was playing a house concert once, and an older lady in the audience raised her hand in between one of the songs as if it was some kind of question and answer session. David asks, do you have something to ask? And she said, will you play something I know so I can tell if you're any good or not? So I thought this was a unique opportunity for me to do that.
I think you get away with it, and I think this song is probably one that the lady would have known. How do you get that sweetness?
Well, I've always gravitated towards a warmer sounding banjo. Most people associate the banjo with a real bright and sharp attack, but some of the more modern players that I was influenced by, they were setting up their instruments to get a warmer sound and to coax just a little bit of sustain out of the banjo. And I think after spending so many years playing fast, percolating banjo lines, and that kind of being the focus of so much banjo work, I started gravitating towards playing slow music. Nobody ever expects to hear that.
Well, keep it sweet unless you're trying to shut down Steve Martin on the Letterman Show, right?
Yeah. I set out as a small child, I set out the goal for myself to take down Steve Martin because he was essentially establishing a monopoly. But he's actually been a huge champion of Punch Brothers and of mine, and that little bit we did on the Letterman Show was an absolute coup. I can't believe they granted us the what do they call it, couch time to sit down there and pull off the shenanigans.
Well, congratulations on all the shenanigans, the great music, and the awards. Noam Pikelny, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks.